Mud, glorious mud. Nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there we will wallow in glorious mud. I'm glad some of you know that song. That was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. I love that idea of diving into the mud, into the dirt, into a muddy puddle. Anyone else here love dirt and mud? Okay, good, I'm not alone. Wonderful. There's something really quite great about lying on the ground, on the earth, in the dirt of the world, to feel that solidness of the ground supporting us, the changing temperature, and the smell of the earth. We don't get down into it very much in this big urban world that we live in. Now, the dirt changes as the seasons change. In winter, the earth is cold and hard. The bulbs buried deep in the ground are gathering up their energy. And in the spring, the earth begins to warm up as the sun warms her. And the bulbs in the ground warm up too, and they begin to grow. In the summer, the earth is very warm, and those bulbs and seeds have grown right out of the ground, and they're reaching up high for the sun. And they open their petals and show off their beautiful colors and shapes. Then in the fall, that sun begins to recede, and the coolness begins to move into the ground again. Those petals and the leaves, they fall off the stems and into the ground. And what happens then is a magical transformation. The petals and the leaves, they begin to decompose, to disintegrate, to transform from what they were into something else. Anyone under the age of 10 can answer this question? Do you know what they are changing into? What do those leaves and those stems turn into? We have an answer. Dirt. Yes, they're turning into dirt. Glorious dirt. Now, without dirt, we wouldn't have any trees. We wouldn't have any flowers. We wouldn't have anything to eat. Because everything, and it's actually shocking that some people don't know this, but everything we eat has come from the dirt. Through all the seasons, the dirt's growing and moving and transforming. I want you to think about what you like about these different seasons. And feel free to call out, speak up nice and loud so we can all hear you. My first question is, what color is spring for you? Green, lime green. Bright pink, blue, chrome yellow. Yes, love it. Okay, another question. What shape is winter for you? Say again? Hexagon. An hexagon. That's good. We don't have to understand what shape. I mean, it's a round shape. It's six-sided. It's a snowflake shape. Round. Right. Okay, third question. What do you like to do in summer? Swim? Walk? Anything outside? What was the one over here? Nothing. Yes. Nothing. Sitting underneath a tree with a cool drink in your hand. In the fall, what do you like to eat? Pumpkin pie, squash, corn, popcorn. Great. Now, we're going to do two things, and we're actually going to do them at the same time. We're going to be creative, and we're going to be reflective at the same time. This is going to be like a drawing meditation, or a creative contemplation. Behind you, there are four tables. Each table will have one of these pieces of the circle. Each one, as you see, has a season on it. So each table will be one of the seasons. I am asking you, and this is where we're going to do something slightly different. We have these lovely helpers here that will, Laura and I combined on this service together, and I could not have done it without her creativity. I'm going to ask you to get out of your chairs and go to each of those tables if you can. We have 10 minutes. You might stay with one table, one season, for the whole 10 minutes, or you could do a couple of minutes at each table. And I want you to mark on these sheets or squiddle. This is a word I just made up. Ev, you can't look it up in a dictionary. Squiddle means you can do anything. Okay, you can draw a picture, you can just put color, you can draw a shape. I want you to put something, anything, even if it's just a color, onto one of these papers for each season. And as you arrive at each table in this contemplative, thoughtful way, I want you to remember what you were doing last year at that season. So what were you doing last summer, last spring, last fall, last winter? And what you put on the paper might be connected to that. You might write a word even, or not. It doesn't matter. But I do want at some part of you is thinking about what you were doing last year at that season. So those are the instructions. The one last thing is that there is music to be playing through this. It's exactly 10 minutes and 2 seconds long. And that is the time that we have. If you choose not to participate, that's absolutely fine. You can stay in your seats and just listen to the music and think about your last year. Okay? Does anyone have any questions before we do this? That's a great question. Yes, this is a silent, so we'll refrain from chatting to other people about what you're doing or things that you are doing outside of here. So we'll stay in silence ourselves, listen to the music, and think about the seasons of this last year. And we begin. How absolutely gloriously transformed those empty pieces of paper have been. So we have contemplated the seasons of the earth, the changes, the miracles of change and changer. You've thought about your last year and what you did or didn't do in each of those seasons. And now we are ready for composting. We're going to start with a very special treat to begin our composting ritual. Allegra has written a song especially about composting, especially for today. If you want to follow along in the words as you listen to Allegra sing, they're in your order of service.
I can't believe this. Yeah. You're going to be my okay.
From these thorns we will harvest grapes. From this dry and brittle grass will grow green. From this rock we'll harvest sweetness once more as the seasons turn again. What did you put in your compost today? With perspective, little help and time. the garden, peas and beans will climb. From this sorrow, we will grow compassion. In this anger, seeds of justice grow. From this envy, resolve to do better, will spring, though it seems it can't be. Did you put in your compost today? With perspective, a little help and time, all may be redeemed, all may be transformed.
Thank you. I love those lyrics that Allegra wrote. She mentions the things that make up dirt. Dirt is magic in a way. It takes all that organic matter, like eggshells and leaves and grass, and mixes it all up. And then you add a little water and you leave it for a few months, and it changes into dirt. The compost in the middle is from my compost. The dirt in the middle is from my compost. It has all of those things in it. And from it, we grow beans and peas, roses and crocuses. Our life experiences function in the same way. As organic matter decomposes and becomes the nutrient-rich matter from which new life grows, so too do our experiences in life become, over time, the fodder of our wisdom. And so where does wisdom come from? I would say that wisdom comes from learning from our experiences. And our experiences of living come from the choices we have made and how they've worked out for us. Some work out well, and we learn about ourselves, and we learn about the world. Some of them don't work out the way we expected them to, but we learn about ourselves, and we learn about the world. This is experience. Wisdom comes from noticing our choices and how they work out for us, and then learning and growing. So let's say last year you ate too much and it made you sick. This year you remembered that and you decided that you didn't want to feel sick, so you weren't going to eat so much. That's wisdom. Let's say last year you spent more money than you had. Last year you realized how long it takes to pay it back. This year you might remember and make a different decision not to overspend. That's wisdom. Let's say last year you fought with your best friend over something silly, but your friend was hurt and went away. And this year you remember losing your friend and the hurt that you felt, the emptiness in your life perhaps. Maybe this year you remember and decide not fighting or blaming another person might be a better choice. This is wisdom. Let's say last year you kept meaning to do something about the suffering in the world. You read about it in the papers, heard about it on the radio, saw postings on Facebook. But you always had a reason not to do anything. This year you remember that you didn't feel so good about not doing something. And so you decide that this year you will do something. This is wisdom. A composting communion is a joining together of our past experiences, a time to put back into the earth our knowledge and our experiences so they become one again with the earth through the organic and natural process of decomposing, and thereby become the source of our wisdom. By doing this all together in fellowship, as a communal experience, we are expressing our understanding of our place in the cycle of life and death and rebirth. We recognize that it's not just our bodies that return to the earth to become a source of energy for new life, but also our experiences, all of them. We humans have our own cycles of growth and flourishing and our times of fallow and resting. In this turning of the year, we now recognize what we did, like the earth, to put back what we have accumulated in experience. My colleague, Reverend Bodhi, says, experience can be a joyous or sorrowful experience, a triumph or a loss, an achievement or a failure, or it could be an investment of our energy in a fear or an anxiety or a longing. Or it could be an investment of energy in an opinion or an attitude or a certain belief. We return to the earth what we have learned, struggled with, triumphed over, and celebrated in this past year. In this giving back, we know that through the organic processes of life, our past experiences will transform into the nourishment and the wisdom and the inspiration that we need for this next year. Here's how the ritual works. I would ask that my helpers here pass out the paper and a pen or a pencil. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Charlotte. The paper is biodegradable. It will decompose in 3 months. You have had some time now to think about your experiences in the past year. What I'd ask you to do now is on that piece of paper to write down a word or a sentence for you, not for anyone else, that reminds you of the experiences that you had last year that you want to put back into the earth so that through this natural process of internal composting, that experience will be transformed into something, some energy that you can use through your wisdom this next year. Like I said, a triumph or loss, a joyful or sorrowful experience, or an investment of energy that you've got in a fear or a longing or an anxiety, or an investment in an opinion or an attitude or a belief. It can just be one thing, or it can be more if you wish. So a word or a sentence for yourself. This is all about the potential of changing our energy. The question I asked earlier, I repeat. What experience from this past year do you want to learn from? Put into your psychic compost and transform. And if there's enough paper and pens to go around, we can also share those that have finished early, could pass them on to people that don't have. If you have a pen and you're finished and you see someone that needs it, could you pass it on? Nobody is going to see what you've written there. It's entirely private. And even if you don't want to write something down, just hold that experience in your heart. So now we move forward. And this is what we'll do. You can see that there's 4 pathways to the center that we've created between the seasons. When you're ready, you have your piece of paper, you'll come up and you can rip it up into tiny, tiny little pieces or just once, and you put it into our compost and you dig it in. Okay? There's two trowels, so two people at a time can be doing it. And then you leave the center of the circle, and somebody else will follow behind you. Okay. Can we have some music? Can we have some music? As you're coming forward, you might think about saying to yourself, may my experience become my wisdom. May my experience become my wisdom. Need a little bit more sound on the guitar.
Feel like joining me for one last chorus.
What did you put in your compost today? Transform.
Well, we've done it. Our experience from the past 4 seasons have now been put into the compost, and as I speak in this very moment, they are becoming compost wisdom. To complete the cycle, we will be putting some of the dirt, all the compost, into these pots. And first of all, the children are welcome to take a pot. You might find a bulb that will grow using the nutrients of your collective wisdom. Take it home. We have more. We have a few more. And if you don't get a bulb, please, if you have a garden or a pot at home that has a flower, take some of the compost with you. So you take some of our collective wisdom back into your life and use it to grow things, including you. We are brothers and sisters in the prayers of our grandmothers and the dreams of our grandfathers, and we are the breath of our ancestors. Let us remember, let us make space each day to remember what our ancestors knew in the wisdom of their bones and in the wisdom of their hearts. They knew that the universe is a miraculous place to be part of, that this earth turning in her orbit is a miraculous place to call our home, that the miracles of time and space, earth and rain, sun and cold need to be celebrated. And just because we experience the miracles of transformation every day makes them no less a miracle. We extinguish this flame, but not the warmth of community, the fire of commitment, or the light of our own experience. These we carry in our hearts until we gather together again. Let us now form one circle, holding hands, and sing, "Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again," as best as we are able.
Your heart joy.